Hey, good morning, y'all, and happy new year. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of our first 2022 edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. And click on the Listen Live link in the upper right corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you are all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories and photos and pictures of animals. And there's some really great ones up that have happened over the holidays, particularly touching. A little poem with some wonderful artwork that I posted for Happy New Year's yesterday. So check that out. And golly, January 2nd, 2022. And keeping the ship afloat and sailing smoothly, as always, would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan, and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Martha. Happy New Year.
Gosh, there we go. Yay. Wow. So, as has been keeping with the first Sunday of the month here in the last few months, I am zooming in from home, which turns out to be a good thing, Nathan, because it's a good thing I didn't have to be in the studio for any reason, because I wouldn't be there, because I've been snowed and iced in since Christmas.
Oh boy.
Man, yeah, I'm looking out my window at lovely hummingbird feeders, and holy moly, do I have a whole lot to share with you guys about what I learned about hummingbirds and all of the tips and everything. And I will get to that today. I think that I'm going to end up doing that with current events on the last 15 minutes of the second hour of today's show with Eileen from Help Animals India, because even though it's Help Animals India, it is all organized here locally, and Eileen is local in Seattle, and she's a hummingbird lover too, and she and I have been discussing the tips and everything that we're doing. So we'll be chatting about that, I think, towards the end of the second hour. But boy, I've got a lot to tell you. And golly, so anyway, I'm looking out my window. Well, I'm a good just a little joke to start with. I'm telling you to joke ahead of time before I even say it. Nathan, I'm really glad that climate change is a hoax.
That's, you know, global, because warming, right?
You know,
not that warm out there right now.
I'm really glad it's a hoax, because it can't be real that I'm looking out my window and for like, I don't know how many years in a row now, I've got over a foot of snow, and I've been snow and iced in for a week. I finally barely made it out of my driveway yesterday.
Oh, wow.
To get out for a little while. But, you know, my driveway, it remains the worst obstacle for me, because I've got, you know, 6 to 8 inches at least of ice covered with snow.
Oh, geez.
On my driveway. My driveway is several inches higher than the road. And it still hasn't made it above freezing here, although my icicles are dripping. I have some of the best icicles ever, I think. And but it is solid. It is just solid snow out there. And this seems to be, you know, this happened last year, and I think the year before it was even worse than that. So I think now I'm getting used to having over a foot of snow every winter. That's just really bizarre, since I grew up here and that was a rare occurrence.
It seems to be a pretty recurring thing. I know there was maybe some years it would be like one year we'd have snow, one year we would not have snow, and then those years we did have snow, it would maybe be like 3-5 inches tops. But like you said, now we're starting to get into the snowmageddons, as we like to call it in Seattle.
Yeah, it really is crazy. So consequently, that on top of everything else is, you know, what an introduction to the new year. I think maybe we're getting all the yucky stuff out of the way first, so that we can just, improve as the year goes on. At least we can all hope for the best there. But I tell you what, it's been 2 weeks since we've been together here doing the show, because last week was the last Sunday of December. So it's an encore show. And but golly, it feels like I've lived a year in this last 2 weeks. So just a quick little backtrack. 2 weeks ago, or last week, was Christmas weekend, and I'm delighted to say that I did get to spend Christmas with my family. You know, as last year, of course, there really wasn't Christmas. We had to Zoom, you know, with the pandemic. Not necessarily that we're out of the woods with the pandemic stuff here, but at least with everyone fully vaccinated and boosted, and I still ended up masking the whole time with my family, which felt safer with this Omicron stuff. But we were able to get together on Christmas Eve as usual, and then have our entire immediate family together on Christmas Day. And that all worked, and I was able to get back home in time before the snow started. So Nathan, I think you had to work your way through Christmas, weren't you? Were keeping us on the air last weekend, weren't
I
you?
I did, and I also had to drive in here on Sunday morning when that,
yeah, how is that?
Blizzard happened. It felt like a blizzard at some point, yeah, coming through up on 405. The snowplows, yeah, hadn't even thought about coming around yet, and there's like the convergence zone type snow flurry blizzard going around the Newcastle area between Renton and Bellevue. And it was just like almost a whiteout. I got there as, oh boy. And then, you know, all of a sudden the lanes just disappear, and 405 is just a complete white blanket of snow. And then you don't even know what's either road or lane in front of you. You're just kind of driving down that side of the highway with a few other cars around you. It's like, okay, just don't try to pass anybody, just take your time. And made it here safely. It was fine, but pretty crazy at some points.
Yeah, well, thank you for weathering the snow and the storm and getting to the station to keep us on the air and all of that good stuff. I think last year you had to stay. You had to stay overnight or at the station once or twice, but you were able to drive in and drive home. You didn't have to stay at all last weekend.
No, I thought maybe I might have to, based on if somebody that was coming into work later wasn't able to make it and I had to cover some evening shifts. At that point, I would have probably said, I'm going to, you know, book a room here overnight. But I was still able to make it home just fine. I just kind of took more of like a snow route home, and
okay,
everything was okay.
All right. And then were you able to enjoy Christmas with your family?
I did. It was very nice. I kept it pretty small and condensed. Just maybe had a couple other families over, and that was it. And did some Zoom calls with my brother and his wife, and just relaxed at home.
All right. And now they should be gearing up for the baby soon, aren't they?
They are. Just a couple more weeks until the due date. So we're counting down the hours, just like we did the 2022.
We're almost ready yet, so you'll have to keep us posted on how that's going. The due dates is within a couple of weeks now.
On the 16th is the actual scheduled due date, but you know, sometimes babies, they get really anxious to come into the world, so they come in early, or they might be like me, where they just want to take their time and pop out a little later.
Well, and I think that normal, I think, is for the first baby to be late. So it would be an exception if it came early or on time, at least from my experience.
Well, then I guess my family is the exception, because my brother was born early and I was born late. And my brother is the first one born.
Oh, well, then maybe this one will even it out and come on time.
We'll see what happens.
Know. Well, anyway, you keep us posted, and we'll send good thoughts for you becoming an uncle very soon. And golly, so last weekend, you know, we got Christmas. Well, we definitely had a white day after Christmas here, because boy, did it, you know, it started snowing Christmas Day night.
I call it
here.
The procrastinated white Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, my. I'll tell you. And then it dumped. Like you said, you had to drive through Snowmageddon to get to the studio last Sunday. I had planned you know, my it was going to be with my immediate family on Christmas Day, then I was going to spend last Sunday afternoon with Jude, you know, from Whispering Dragon, my friend, because it's the anniversary and all of that. And, but I got snowed in. I couldn't get there. So that was the one sad part of my Christmas, is that I didn't get to spend the actual time with Jude. We did a lot over the phone and so forth. And I didn't, I was not able to get out of my driveway and neighborhood until yesterday afternoon. So that's what I did. I went out and went, and Jude and I at least got to have our little Christmas celebration together and get together and all of that. So that did happen yesterday. So that was very nice. And we finally got to catch up. And but I'll tell you, last weekend on that last Sunday, day after Christmas, you know, it snowed and it snowed and it snowed and it didn't quit till I had close to a foot on the ground. And then later in the week, what it was Thursday, we got dumped on again. And that brought it up to over a foot of snow again, and just crazy stuff. But I'll tell you what I want to talk about later in the show, as I've got so much to share with you about the hummingbirds and wondering what I experienced here is the temperature dropped so dramatically, so quickly, you know, from Saturday to Sunday. And going through Sunday, that it was down by the end of the day, it was down in the teens here. And as I listening to news and so forth, it sounded like the temperatures around here got colder than they have ever been since 2009. Well, I think it was a shock to the hummingbirds, and I've since researched and how they get through winter, because the Anna's hummingbirds winter here. But I had hummingbirds in crisis on Sunday, and I was just very grateful that I was here and could pay attention and was to help. And so I really want to talk to you about the experiences that I had, and how we had to whip into gear to save some freezing to death hummingbirds and so forth. Anyway, it was quite dramatic. So I have a lot to share, a lot of stories, a lot of tips, and experimenting all week about how to keep hummingbird feeders from freezing and all of that good stuff. So we'll chat about all of that. And of course, I was hopeful to have an extra celebration, Nathan, and saying that my Armageddon in-house plumbing flood that began last June and July, I was hoping to be able to say that everything was done and I had new bathrooms and carpet and everything was done to close out 2021 and starting fresh 2022, but I have to say it didn't happen. So oh. I can certainly say that I am exercising practice in patience and flexibility. And there are still, I still have one bathroom that is not done, and no new carpet and that sort of thing. Because wouldn't you know, it was scheduled to be finished last Monday. They were snowed. They actually, I think my contractors were in Linwood. They got more. They got 16 inches of snow where they were.
Wow, no kidding.
Yep. So anyway,
is that total like throughout the entire event, or like did the
no,
snow
that was
actually
just
get
on
up
Sunday.
To 16
that
inches?
That was just
wow.
Yeah, 16 inches wherever. My contractor, one of you know my contractors lives in Linwood. The one I was in contact with via text got 16 inches on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's actually more than I got in, you know, Monroe Salton area, which was quite amazing. So it was really crazy. Anyway, they got I was snowed in. They were snowed out. I still don't think with all their trucks, because they got those big, tall, skinny trucks and stuff. I don't think they could navigate my driveway. So I don't even think it's going to happen, you know, tomorrow or the next day. But I'll find out later today. So anyway, keep your fingers crossed that maybe by next week the work will be done. Who knows?
Luckily, we get a lot of rain coming our way and above freezing temperatures, so that can help to get at least the roads more clear.
Yeah. And, you know, I asked Natasha about it because last time I was in this, you know, was with you, Nathan, was a couple weeks ago when Natasha, you know, was in our resident psychic that is here on the third Sundays of the month. So I asked Natasha to look at, you know, the situation with the flood in my house and it getting finished. And I, you know, I was saying I was hoping it would be done by Christmas and then by the end of the year. And, you know, she gave me that look and was like, oh, I shouldn't have just not anyway. She said, do you remember? She said, I can't remember if it was on the air or off the air, Nathan, but she said something like, well, it'll all be completely wrapped up by sometime in February. One time I was hoping she wasn't accurate, but I suspect she probably is. So we'll see how that goes, but think good thoughts. So anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. And let's all think great thoughts and see if we can't get the energy going real positive today, moving forward to hopefully a much better 2022 than 2021 and 2020, because it's all kind of melded together for me, Nathan. I'm not sure which end is up a lot of the time anymore, or even what day it is, especially with the snow on top of the flood and then with the pandemic and everything else. It's like, whoa. Huh, we all got to get good at patience and flexibility. So Happy New Year. And let's see, today is the first Sunday of January. So at Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, we'll start off with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. We'll be chatting with Eileen and Help Animals India and get you all the hummingbird updates and stuff that we have and that sort of thing. And then we will, Laura from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Oh my gosh, I'm... It's just been brutal. That's a tough situation that we've got to discuss with her today, and hopefully we can help. And then 11:30, and to close out the show, we'll be talking to our yogi doctor, Dr. Morley Venkatro, about the most popular Ananda class of the year coming up this month. So that will round out our show. And I think let's go ahead and take care of advertisers for the first time in the new year. And then we'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations and see how much more I've got some other stuff to fill in with here before we start our shelter rescue lineup and talk to Marilyn at Meow. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey, y'all. Happy New Year's. Martha Norwalk here. And thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He is available for remote treatments, in-person house call treatments, or free on the air. And next week, of course, is our Sunday with Dr. Nils and his sister, Linda Rasmussen. They'll be in the studio doing free treatments for y'all. So check out Nils at healingministryforanimals.com, and you can get his do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program through the website, or chat with him for a free phone evaluation. So healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and say, hey, I heard Martha talking about you and I want to talk to you too. So then, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers, and we've got great rates, and you can get ad on the show and interview on the show and link on the website. And gosh, have you been thinking about it and just haven't gotten around to it? Well, it's 2022. Let's get started now. So all you got to do is you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can pick up your phone, give me a call, 360-217-7258. Not now, I'm on the air, but after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty. And I should, before we get official and start the show here, Nathan, I just wanted to tune in again, because what I didn't say, what I did learn when I was out and about, and I think you've, you know, obviously been driving back and forth from the south coming up to Bellevue, and I'm up in the north, Monroe-Sultan area, and I was drove from here to Snohomish, did some animal shopping for me and Jude, and then to Everett to visit. Certainly if you can get to the main, you know, the highways, the freeways, they all seem to be clear and good driving now. Main roads off the highways and freeways I found were also pretty good.
Main arterials.
But the side streets, not so much, especially like in my neighborhood in past years. Yeah, I think it depends. And last year in most years in my neighborhood, because my street is a bus route, it usually gets plowed really early on, within a day or two, but it didn't get plowed till day before yesterday.
That's what I was about to mention, was if it's a bus route that Metro buses or Sound Transit buses go through, chances are it's going to be pretty clear.
Yeah.
So if you get off to something that's not, like, we call it the yellow brick road in our neighborhood, the one road that goes with the, you know, painted yellow lines. That one would probably be okay, but if it doesn't have painted yellow lines, it's probably going to be a bunch of ice. And
yeah, like I know,
yes,
it was all I could do. I just barely got out of my driveway and then get started on my road, and that was the hardest part. Until I got over to Jude's, I was able to use a main hill to get down. I had to go downhill to get there. But the road that her condo is on has not been plowed, and was solid, compact snow and some ice, and pretty deep. And I had to be careful on that road, and I couldn't stay real long because it was, you know, the temp was below freezing thing, and the snow is really deep. And I thought if I left my car there for too long, I might not be able to get it going again out of the deep snow and ice. So, but I was able to. And so then the hardest part coming home was being able to turn around and then get back out of Jude's neighborhood to get back to main roads to get home. And then it was okay. So my goodness, just be careful out there, and choose your routes, because you may have to skirt around the non-arterials and so forth. And then today, the weather report last night that I saw didn't look good. It looked like there was more snow maybe coming in tonight and tomorrow, Nathan. What do you got in the weather department?
Tonight I just have rain, and Monday night is just rain and snow mix. So nothing really to cause really any accumulation at all throughout the year. And overnight lows are, for the most part, staying above freezing, at least 33 degrees or higher. So with all that additives and stuff like the de-icer and sand to go into the water, I don't think we're really going to see much more freezing on the roads, but still be careful for black ice, because some areas might be a little bit cooler than others, and still post at risk.
That's good to know. Because I thought it was looking to me, I was thinking at least the weather report last night, they were saying at least 2 feet in the passes, and it looked like it might cover our area, but hopefully that's not going to be the case, and we will be thawing out and melting for the rest of the week. I hope anyway.
And then weather reports are based out of Seattle too, so if you're maybe more inland like you or in Issaquah, yeah, those areas, check your local weather reports too, and your temperatures, because it could definitely get cooler in those areas and cause freezing.
Well, yeah, and they always say, you know, the Cascade foothills. Well, hello, <Yeah. laughs> that's me. That's me. So I pay attention when they mention that, and of course they did. So we'll hope. I've had enough of the snow for this year. Thank you very much. And alrighty, so let's go ahead officially start the show and start the new year. And I always do that with a couple little St. Francis prayers, the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and because it's Sunday and we can. So we'll start with those. And then we have our affirmations. And boy, I just got very strongly that we need them now more than ever. So we are going to be doing our affirmations. And exciting news, we're getting back on the love train today. Because boy, do I need that. Alrighty, so here we go. I start with a little prayer for our animal friends. It is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now for our affirmations, we've got a group of several affirmations and one to conclude with. And our little ritual is that to give them the most energy, I say them out loud three times. This part of the show is voluntary for you as to whether or not you participate, and you can say these affirmations out loud with me if you like, silently along with me if you like, or not at all. It's completely up to you, but I know many of you do them every day just like I do, and I find them profoundly helpful. All right, so this first affirmation we start with, we're doing for ourselves as individuals to get the energy straight for the day and the year. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. And now this next affirmation we do for our animal world collective of us here. This is courtesy of Linda Rasmussen. She always gives affirmations to the folks she helps here on the air. And this one came from her, and I find it profoundly powerful. And here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty, then. This one has happened, helps me a lot. This one is to get us in the right frame of mind for going out and participating in life in the world again, especially with the pandemic going on and all of that. So we go out with a feeling of health and well-being and spreading that rather than being vulnerable and picking something else up that we don't want. So here we go three times on this. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All right. And then to conclude this group, we've got one more affirmation. This comes from Natasha. And boy, I use this one more than once a day. And boy, has this helped. So hopefully it will help you stay and better balance with all this changing and crazy stuff going on. All right. Here we go. Three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then to complete our little ritual of these affirmations, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me. I trust. I trust. I trust. All right. Can I conclude with this is the Warriors of Light affirmation. And boy, with everything going on in the world, we really need to keep sending the light and love all over the place. It's more important and more powerful than any other energy, but we've got to keep our focus there to spread it around. So here we go three times with this one as well. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the weekend, for the year. Renew every Sunday. All righty then. And it is time to shift our focus here and begin our show. It is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And one who does that probably every day and has been doing it for years. And one of my favorite rescues, shelters around here, that of course would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. And joining us as always is Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn. A belated Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. And welcome Happy back to Animal World.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how are you in this new year so far? It's only the second day of the new year, but have you still got snow and stuff going on? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah. I have not driven in over a week.
Okay, you too. All right.
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe today or tomorrow I can get out. But yeah, we're pretty snowy.
Yeah, so yeah, so I had over a foot, and I'm still here. Major icicles and all of that. I finally braved it and had to get out yesterday, and I did make it. But you know, the hardest part, of course, was getting out of my driveway in my neighborhood. And then dealing with any neighborhoods I had to deal with. But, yeah, if you don't have to go anywhere, you know, stay home. And so you've been in for a whole week, huh?
Well, I've taken a lot of walks.
Good for you. Well, and so let's now, are you relative? Do you live relatively close to Meow Cat Rescue Shelter in Kirkland? Are you in that area?
Well, I'm about 10 to 15 minutes away.
Ah, okay. So then Meow Cat Rescue, for anybody that doesn't know, you know, that you obviously focus on cats. Do you also have some dogs? They're all in foster homes. Cats only in the shelter. But I'm curious how, because the shelter is located in Kirkland in the Houghton Plaza. Has the snow and all of that been affected the shelter? How's that going?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we're only open 2 days a week now, Saturday and Sunday. And last Saturday was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And Sunday we were closed because of the snow. So we lost two very valuable adoption days last weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of a bummer. But we were open yesterday and we did quite a few adoptions.
Oh.
And we'll be open again today.
All right. So does that means it sounds like there must be street access to the shelter and
yeah.
And even though you can't get out of where you are to get there, people are able to get to the shelter in that area. And it sounds like yesterday was a successful day of adoptions.
It was. And actually, a friend came and picked me up, and I did go to the shelter yesterday.
Oh, so you got out. You just didn't drive yourself out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it was very successful. The streets are really well. They're mostly clear for the most part, and the parking lot is not too bad either.
Okay, good. Good, because that was some of the problems. I know there was a lot of people complaining, you know, online that parking lots were not getting plowed and so forth. But on my experience yesterday, when I finally got out to the places I had to go, that most of the parking lots, you could avoid any issues or the piled up snow and ice in the parking lots. But most of the lanes to drive around the parking lots were clear. But you had to be a little careful about what slot you pulled into, because you could pull into a big ice pack. Yeah, I think it's going to get better. So I'm wondering, Marilyn, did you have kittens and babies in foster that kept you busy during getting snowed in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you usually have a litter of kittens, usually, don't you?
And I still do, yeah. So they kept me busy. We still have a few kittens at the shelter. We actually have some kittens in foster care. So even though kitten season has officially sort of wound down, we always have a few trickles in through February.
And I suppose we should backtrack a little bit for anybody that may be just tuning in and hasn't heard us before. You know, tell us what Meow Cat, give us the details about Meow Cat Rescue.
Okay. Meow Cat Rescue is a animal shelter and rescue organization. We're a 501c3, which means nonprofit. We have been in Kirkland since, gosh, it's been about 20 years now. And we are celebrating our 25th anniversary. And we had our 25,000th rescue take place in December.
Wow, 25,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that's amazing, because, you know, I know I keep track of Meow and how many years you guys have been open, and you're celebrating your 25th anniversary. So I can say officially, Nathan, we've definitely been on the air at least 25 years, because Animal World broadcast live from the grand opening of Meow Cat Rescue. When they began, so we were, Animal World was very much involved with the christening and launching of Meow Cat Rescue. Now that happened, and that's where the name came from. I mean, I still remember the name, because the original location was on Mercer Island. So Meow was it Mercer Island and East Siders for orphans and waifs?
That's correct.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. So I remember. So M-E-O-W, Mercer Island and East Siders for Orphans and Waifs. Anyway, now you're Kirkland. And gosh, it's been a long time. And 25,000 adoptions. So boy, what a worthy cause. And it is real easy to shop for a kitty if you're looking to add a kitty to or even a dog to your family. And I think the best way to start that search, isn't it online, Marilyn, and going through the website to see what you guys have available?
Yeah, if anybody's interested or been thinking about adopting a cat or kittens, the best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is www.meowcatrescue.org, and you scroll down just a little bit, and you click on Available Cats, and right there you will see pictures and bios of our cats and kittens, and it should be noted that that changes weekly, if not daily. So what you see there right now is going to be completely different next week at this time. So it's a good idea to check it every day or two.
You know, I'm wondering, do you list all of the cats that you have available, no matter where they are, or maybe kittens that you have in foster with you, Marilyn? Do you not list them until they're in the shelter and ready for adoption, or is everybody listed?
We don't list anybody until they have been spayed and neutered.
Ah, okay. So just
example, yeah, kittens are not on Pet Finder because they're still waiting for their neuter appointments.
All right. So that's a good reason why you need to check the website for who's available on a consistent, regular basis. Because they aren't on the website or the Pet Finder to see now doesn't mean they won't be tomorrow or the next day, because you do have many that aren't listed yet just because they're not quite ready for adoption.
That's right.
Makes sense. All right. I'm looking at the clock here. We need to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then we'll come back and find out if you are interested in adopting, what's the process these days? We know that you can go to the shelter. A lot of the cats are back at the shelter, and you can go on Saturdays and Sundays. But I think there might still be some rules about that. So let's find out what we need to do if we want to get to meow and adopt a new feline family member, maybe even a dog. We'll find out what's available. So stay right where you are. More with Marilyn and Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of our first Animal World edition of the new year. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and pretty much everybody in the Animal World family's got their dogs on the New Pro dog supplement. It is phenomenal. Check them out, newprosupplements.com. And of course, we're holding the space for Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center. She is, has been able to get in 2 days a week on Wednesdays and Fridays, except got snowed out last week as the rest of us. So she is really eager to get back to work and seeing you all. And of course, she's available for in-person treatments at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And you definitely want to take advantage of our premier sound healer in the area. And that, of course, is Jude with the Acutonics and acupressure and chiropractic and all that great stuff. She would love to see you. You can see her in person or she can work with you remotely. So check it out, whispering-dragon.com, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And, you know, me, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I always do a free phone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their dog friends, need somebody to help you quickly, and just give me a call or shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com or 360-217-7258. All righty then, we are in the middle of a conversation with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Now, I know last month, we knew that the shelter was open again on Saturday and Sunday, I think from what, 1 to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday?
1 to 5 p.m.
But last month, you were telling us, if I remember correctly, that you preferred for people to make an appointment on the Saturday or the Sunday. So what's going on now? Can people just come in anytime? Do you still want them to make appointments or how is that all working?
Well, we really encourage appointments because, okay, for example, what happened yesterday was we had appointments at 1, 132, 230, and 3, and we had some walk-ins come in that time slot, and we had to turn them away because we can only have a certain number of people in the shelter at a time.
Gotcha.
So if someone's interested in adopting, what they need to do is once they have filled out an application, they need to call and ask for an appointment. And that way you're guaranteed a time slot to come in.
Okay, and they don't necessarily have to have picked out a cat or a kitten, mm-hmm, though, right?
No, they can just come in, and we do respectfully require everyone to wear a mask, and we are now requiring proof of vaccine as well.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, I won't. We won't even go there. But I'm pleased to hear that. And when we were so hopeful that we'd be able to relax rules and so forth by now, we're having to really buck up and tighten up the rules. This Omicron variant is so darn contagious. I know I have gotten stricter with myself, you know, related to this. And so that's great. So know ahead of time that if you want to, you're going to come in to do, you know, to the Meow shelter, proof of vaccination and masks required.
Yes.
Okay. And then when you said you can fill out an application for adoption, you do that by going through their website, right? Meowcatrescue.org.
Yeah, you can do that. That's probably the easiest way is to, once you are on our website and you've clicked on available cats and you think that there might be something that you're interested in, there's a link right there that will bring you to the application that you can fill out, and then you can email it back to us. Or if you don't have a computer, and there are people that don't,
right,
we can mail you an application, or you can stop in and pick one up, or we can make it work however is easiest for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, and that just reminded me too, that so I don't forget to mention, I mean, the Meow Cat Rescue 2022 calendars are ready for anybody who needs a great cat calendar. And you can now, can you just come to the shelter on Saturday or Sunday between 1 and 5 to pick up a calendar?
Yes, you can. You definitely can do that.
Okay.
In the shelter, they're $10, or we mail them to you for $12.
Okay, so that's where you could call and arrange to have one mailed to you for $12 if you want to. All righty. Now, you said that you still have kittens, so kitten season, even though it's officially not happening. Kittens are still available. It seems to be an all year round thing. Now, do you know, Marilyn, have you got any dogs in foster looking for homes?
I believe we do have a couple of, in fact, I don't know if they're quite ready yet. One of the dogs that we got had a fractured femur and she just had surgery this last week. So, and I think she's part of a litter, and they probably won't be available till sometime in sometime this month, or maybe even next month.
All right.
But again, what people can do is go to the website and click on available dogs and see what we have.
Same thing, and that will tell you. But the dogs don't come into the shelter. The dogs always stay in foster homes. So you have to, you want to go to the website and find them to see who's there. And then if you're interested, that's when you fill out the forms and can arrange a visit to meet them, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Anybody special in cat or dog suits? You know, you said about the dog that just had surgery, but any special cat suits going on that you want to mention?
Well, let's see. We always have everybody special, but we have, we do have a little kitten who's going to, she has pectus excavatum. Not sure if you know what that is.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, they also call it sunken chest or swimmer's chest.
Oh, swimmers, yeah.
And she's having surgery in 2 weeks to correct that because what happens is the bones are malformed and there's a sunken region in the chest and it usually pushes on the lungs, which is happening in this case. So she has restricted breathing and activity, so that surgery is coming up in 2 weeks, and then she'll recover, and then she'll be available for adoption.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I know that you had some wonderful holiday events for Santa Paws Pictures and the Holiday Bazaar. We got anything on the calendar coming up, events for Meow?
You know, we don't have anything yet. We're tossing around some ideas, but we don't have anything firmly set yet.
So nothing official that we need to get on current events right now.
Not yet.
All right. All right. Let's make sure everybody knows how to get in contact. And so we've talked about the website is meow, M-E-O-W, meowcatrescue.org. That's where you can click on available cats, available dogs, and see what's available. You can fill out an adoption form. You can make an appointment to come in. What is the meow phone number if people need to call?
It's 425-822-6369, which coincidentally is meow, the 6369.
Yay! So phone number for meow, 425-822-6369. So if, say, for example, somebody's just hearing this and, oh, we'd like to go this afternoon, would it be still better for them to go through the website, or should they just call you to make an appointment?
They could do either, whichever is more convenient for them. And it should be noted, Saturdays are always much busier than Sundays.
Oh, okay. So today's a good day to go.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All righty. Well, Marilyn, thank you so much for being here to kick off 2022 with us. And let's just hope that it is a wonderful year, that we get more and more responsible in dealing with the coronavirus and so forth. And so that we can really start to eradicate that and really start opening up again would be really wonderful. And let's hope for wonderful adoptions and coming up for meow. And Marilyn, thank you for all the wonderful work you do. And I hope the snow goes away so you can get out of your place soon. And I'll look forward to chatting with you again next month.
Okay. Look forward to it.
All righty. God bless. Thanks, Marilyn. Bye-bye. All right, everybody, support Meow Cat Rescue if you can. And guess what? We are winding down hour number one, firing up hour number two, and yay, oh boy, we are, we're going to do a combination Love Train Jingle Cats here, because of course we are escorting out the old year, welcoming in hopefully a new and better year, but we've also got to get back on the Love Train. I'll tell you what, with all this snow, Robbie and I can't walk, we can't exercise, all of that. I don't have any snowshoes. You need them here, right now. So we're going to fire up this Love Train again and get sending the love all over the state, the country, the planet. And then we will escort out the new year as well before we fire up hour number two and chat with Help Animals India. So as always, I energize up the Love Train song so that we will have lots of energy for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, and we're extra charging today for the whole year 2022. And here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Get on the back.